every second week here on Breakfast, Zoe Ferguson, one of our breakfast producers, one of our breakfast team, prepares a list of what's hot and what's not in podcast listing for you to help find your way through the many, many thousands of podcasts. Otherwise, it's a jungle out there. Zoe, hello there.
It sure is a jungle out there. Morning, Fran.
What have you got for us? I think you're heading to Nashville.
That's right. I'd like to start with an American podcast again. It's called The Promise, and it's a limited edition. It's a podcast series out of Nashville Public Radio. It speaks to an issue that a lot of communities around the world are facing, where gentrification is happening and low socioeconomic status residents are asked to leave their homes in old public housing buildings for them to be torn down to make way for new, more expensive housing. So this podcast comes out at a bit of a turning point for Nashville. This year, the city is going to be big for public housing there. The city is planning renovations for four public housing developments, including the James Casey Homes in East Nashville. And that's the subject of this podcast, The Promise. So altogether, those four housing sites are home to about 5,000 people, and the James Casey building is home to about 1,800 people. They're mostly African-American and mostly children, and they're just east of Nashville's thriving downtown. I'll give you a little snippet. This is from episode one.
Through the late 60s and early 70s, Casey flipped from all white to mostly black. And across the country, public housing became home to the poorest of the poor.
Poor people stacked on top of one another. Their problems multiplied, intensified.
During the Reagan years, federal money for public housing was slashed, and the buildings fell into decay, turning into the very slums they were supposed to replace. Crack took hold, and crime surged. Casey's apartments have seen no major renovations since they were built in the 40s and early 50s. They're old and crumbling, teeming with pests. The place has sky-high asthma rates, high levels of pollutants, like mold, and some harmful gases.
So in all of this, Zoe, do we get a sense of the people who live in these places?
Yeah, we do. The reporter, Mariba Knight, paints beautiful portraits of the people who live there. Each episode presents a close-up view of the homes through one issue or one person. So it's one to keep an eye on, or okay, an ear on.
Or an ear on, that's right. And what else should we be listening to?
Well, early back in January, I predicted that history podcasts will be big this year. And it turns out to be right. Radio National has released Little Tiny. It's all about the tiny details that have shaped world history. They're bite-sized, around 10 minutes each, and they're beautifully produced, lovely sound design. It's presented by Kara Schlegel. She's a producer and writer from Sydney. I'll give you a taste. This is from the episode called The Coin. We're in France, on the cusp of the French Revolution in the late 18th century. The royal family are attempting to escape, but the plan is ruined after King Louis XVI hands a small tip to a passerby.
Marie Antoinette's advisors had told the royal family to hide their faces and shut the hell up for the entire journey. It was a very basic instruction, but regrettably, one the king ignored. When confronted with Drouet's hospitality, Louis took it upon himself to be the nice guy. He stuck his head out of the carriage and waved the postmaster over, offering a tip. Pulling out his purse, he produced a shiny gold coin. Not just any coin, but a Louis d'Or, a coin named for the king, with his own profile pressed into one side. Drouet glanced at the coin and quickly back at the pimpled, sweaty face of his guest, and then back at the coin. Merde!
Sounds great. We know that story doesn't end well.
It doesn't end well.
So, this week, two of them, The Promise.
The Promise from Nashville Public Radio and Little Tiny by ABC Radio National.
Fantastic. Zoe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zoe Ferguson, our regular podcast guru.